Dude, put that thing away. All right, welcome back to the podcast. Yeah. How'd you think last week's podcast went?
That went fun. That's my describing of it. Fun.
Yeah, well, it was fun for some of us.
Mr. Pukey Pukey over here.
Yeah, that wasn't my most proud moment.
I would imagine.
Yeah, especially since, like, my mom knows this podcast now. She knows this exists. I've given her the link to it.
Why?
Because she asked. And I'm like, what am I going to say? No. She knows I do a podcast. And she was bound to find out. So she found out.
Well, yeah, a podcast. I'm saying, like, last time.
Oh, I never. No, I don't think she really would care to listen to my podcast, to be honest. Like, I sent her the link to, like, the one I can approve of, which is the one with Tanner. Mm-hmm. But, like, even then, that one's still a little,
We're talking about the porn industry, man.
Which I want to talk about again, but...
Really? We're going to talk about that again?
Maybe.
I'm down.
But...
I just realized that I just grinded a shit ton.
Dude, you're going to get... You're fucked. Oh, since we didn't already tell the listeners...
Oh.
That looks like a fucking green milkshake in there, dude.
I'm about to be gone.
That shit looks like sand.
Bro, I'm about to be gone.
Alright, so to let the audience know what's going on, Donovan has had 50 milligrams of THC edibles.
Yes, sir.
Now, these are the same edibles I was on last week. Now, these are Fruity Rice Crispy Treats. Yeah, I think it's Cora. That's the name of my cousin's girlfriend. But that's besides the point.
That's not the point of this podcast, Cameron.
It's, first of all, you're way off. It's Qualkin.
I just thought Cora because that was the first thing I could know of mine.
What? Oh, fucking.
Oh, nice smell of rain's coming in now.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, so Donovan's had 50 milligrams.
Christ,
that's, I mean, yeah. But
that's yeah levels.
For me, in my personal experience of the Fruity Rice Krispie Treats,
they are amazing.
They hit different, like, than the last edibles.
Throw some Keef on there too.
Like, they pack a pretty powerful punch. So Donovan has gone above and beyond what I've ever had. Like, the most I've had was 30, and I wanted to die. But she's going to go on a trip. He's more of a weed guy than I am, so I believe...
I want to go and see space, all right?
You're going to see space.
And I'm glad.
You're going to see space, and, like, it's...
I'm honestly probably going to black out from this.
Probably.
So, literally, whatever happens, I am not aware of. Let's just throw that out there right now.
To think that if Logan were to come back, and we'd have, like, a fucking Soaker podcast part two... Where, and you'd be fucking crossed.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
I'd be worried for your health because I feel like.
I wouldn't.
I'd. Man.
Hold on.
If you don't already know, he's about to smoke his bowl. He's about to smoke a. Don't fucking blow this shit in my microphone.
I was trying to blow it away, but then the cat got in the way. Move, cat.
I wonder what would happen. Like.
What, cats and dogs high?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I said this on the podcast, but one time I had an edible left out in my room, and I swear I thought that it was in my room, but the girl that I was with at the moment had taken it, and I didn't know that she took it, so I was under the belief that my dog ate a fucking 10 milligram edible.
I think your dog would have died.
That's why I was freaking out so much. I thought, like, the way my dog was acting that night, too. Like, I was overanalyzing it, so I was just thinking, like, oh, shit.
Like, how am I going to explain this to my mom?
Like, she normally acts stupid, but this night I just felt like she was acting especially stupid. So I was really concerned and worried that my dog was high on fucking edibles, and I'm like, she's going to fucking die. But from that... remember when you gave me that that weed magazine.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, 5 to 7 milligrams of CBD can help calm a dog down. It has pretty good effects because it can help him sleep. Which, honestly, I think would be good for my dog to, like, help train her. Jesus fucking Christ, are you all right?
It's a lot of smoke, dude. When you grind these things up, it's a lot of smoke.
Yeah, you grind it up into fucking sand.
But, bro, it's going to be good.
Honestly, before we even get into anything, let's fucking recap the last podcast.
I'm fucked.
What?
I'm fucked.
You are. And the edibles haven't even kicked in, have they?
Not really, no.
Fuck.
I've only had 4 slices of pizza today, so I'm probably going to be snacking a shit ton over there. So, dude, you better be ready to make this podcast go a little mobile.
What?
A little mobile. We'll do a segment, Cooking with the Stoner. And I'll be sitting there just making top ramen.
Jesus Christ, dude. You're going to fucking die.
Hey, but we have to do the podcast episode.
Your eyes are going to get so fucking red. Like, they're going to fucking...
I look like a demon. Look like the child of Satan, the Antichrist Lord himself.
So how was the trip last
the
fucking
30
week?
Milligrams and then also smoking on top of it?
And the...
like, basically, like, 3 shots of vodka. On almost an empty stomach. That was amazing. I hands down say that was pretty good.
How'd that make you feel?
Warm. Just because the alcohol warmed me up.
Like, how? What kind of waves did it hit you in?
Well, obviously, if you're hearing the podcast, you heard my laughing phase. Like, I was just fucking dying. I was just laughing my ass off because fucking Logan saying, "You eat shit fuck breakfast, dude."
You breakfast, eat shit for breakfast?
Exactly.
That shit, like, when I heard it the first time, the way my brain processed it was just like...
You were just dying.
I didn't catch it. But then I did catch it, and it was just like, do breakfast eat shit for breakfast? And I don't know the why, but the way my brain, like, caught that, I was just fucking... It had me crying. Like, it had me dying because of how... ridiculous that sounded.
You might not want to be over here, Kat.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But, and then when what really caused like the laugh? It was at the 20-minute mark. That's one of my favorite moments in the podcast, where we had that laugh attack about something. I forgot what it was.
What was it?
Oh,
weren't you, like, staring off into, like, space and shit, and you're looking at the curtains, and Logan's, like, pointed out, and we just started laughing?
I know, and then I think that's when my AirPods fell on the ground. I was like, woo! Woo! And then, but then, fucking, I think that's when you were, like, really starting to feel the effects of everything, or just feeling, like, no, you said that. You've never felt this kind of high before. Mm-hmm. And I interpret it as you've never been this high before. And because of that, I just started dying because I was like, dude, you haven't even fucking started yet. you have not gone anywhere.
I hate that you made me laugh while I had a lung full of smoke.
And you know what's even better?
Yeah.
Well, it's no, only going to get worse. It's not worse. It's only going to get higher tonight.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you're like fucking dying over the fact that I'm about to die.
And before we were on mic, at first I thought he was going to have 2 milligrams. Or not.
20 milligrams.
20 milligrams, my bad. And I was like, dude, well, you've had 20 milligrams before. And then he was, like, opening in another one. And you're like, oh, you're going to have 30. I mean, you have 30 last week, so sure,
well, I didn't
it.
Open another one. I was holding them out. And I was just like, I know, Cameron, I was holding one. And I was like, I was like, he's like, do it, you won't. I was like, and I started laughing. I was like, okay, whatever. And I put it down, and I was like, and I looked at the box. I forgot I had to describe this because I'm thinking we are on a video. I looked at the box. Held it in my hand, and then proceeded to dump all the rest of the Krispies out. closed it up, threw it off to the side, whatever. And then I was looking at them. I was like, huh, these look pretty cool. I was just mainly looking at them to see what they look like and what flavors were on them. But then Cameron was like, do it. I told Cameron, say do it. You won't, and I will. I was like, bet. And then he's like, he looks at me, gets kind of like a, like, smirky grin on his face and goes, do it.
They call those shit-eating grins.
Yeah. You literally do it. Do it. You won't. And I was like, fuck it, bet. And I start opening them all at once. And Cameron's like, whoa.
Yeah, I thought you were just going to have one extra. I'm like, that's not that bad. But since you had, like, you were like, oh, fuck, I'll have, like, three more. Like, dude.
And it was funny because he was all like, wait. How is that equal 5? I was like, how is that equal 50? I was like, 1, 2, 3. Cameron, I said I'm going to eat all of them.
Do you sell those taffy ones?
Nah.
I just say, fucking, let's add that shit to the fucking palate, too.
Let's keep going.
God.
Let's pull Sebastian, shall we?
Oh, my God. That story will never fucking cease to make me giggle. Dude,
that fucking guy went in. Fucking 500.
Would you be able to do that?
I would have to start with 250 first.
Well, I don't know if you'd want... Would you want to, like, have anything in your stomach or no? Because I feel like with something like that, you might have to be careful because, like, your eyes, who knows, like, your eyes are just, like, fucking pulsating. So that's a fucking mega dose times two, okay? Like, 2.5. That's 250 fucking milligrams. And I'm just thinking, like, if you're going to have so much, you might want to start with, like, I don't know, an empty stomach because, like, having something in your system and just being, if it's going to be anything like my experience, your eyes are pulsating. Your world's shaking even when your eyes are closed. That's why my eyes were closed the whole fucking time. Like, I had to keep my eyes closed or I was going to throw up. Like, I was so afraid, but I lost the battle and I fucking threw up anyway.
And then you just proceeded to scream, the high, I control the high doesn't control me, I control the high.
Yeah.
Exactly like that. No, like, when he, like, started his first, that's exactly what he did.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. Would you think it'd be a better idea to have something in your stomach or to, like, abstain from eating beforehand? If you'd think you'd have that kind of, you know, explosive experience.
I think I would like to say I would eat first. Because then I would kind of, like, mix it in with the food. You know what I'm saying? Like how you sneak medicine for, like, a dog or a cat. You stick it in with their food. So that's what I do. I'd stick the edible in with my food and just start eating with it.
Okay. I just, like, I guess.
So that it would all, like, digest at once.
That's the mistake that I made.
But I have no idea if it actually works or not.
I don't know about that. I don't think it works like that. I mean, you just put it, you mask it with a dog. Like, you put, when you're giving a dog, like, medication, you only put it in food so they don't.
Yeah, so they don't know it's there.
Yeah. That doesn't work. Like, you'll know it's there, you fuck.
Okay, yeah, I know it's there, but it also, if how I'm thinking this correctly, which I'm probably not because it's starting to hit me.
Oh, shit.
How it would work for me in my head is that it would all get absorbed at the same time, so the body has more nutrients and stuff to go off of. Dude, you are, like, dying of laughter over there. You're, like, holding it in. And you have, like, you have this, like, a little wrinkle of a V down your neck or your forehead.
Down my neck, yeah.
I didn't mean to say down your neck.
Honestly, like, I think the one problem I had with last week's podcast was, like, there were so many things I wanted to talk about, but I was just so fucked up.
We were so fucked.
Like, and I was also trying to fucking drink, like, a good 20 minutes in the fucking podcast was me trying to drink a sip of that fucking whiskey.
He hardly drank a sip. He took one sip and done.
Yeah, because I was, I don't know if I should. I feel like I should have done it without the Coke at first because I just could have, like, done it straight or whatever.
Probably.
But either way, it probably would have tasted like shit.
Yeah, or you could have treated like an actual shot, just like a.
But that's a big. That's more than a fucking shot.
Yeah,
that's
what
like
we had.
Shots.
What we had was definitely more than a shot.
Yeah. Who the fuck just green lady with the candle? Oh.
What the hell is green lady with the candle? handle.
So there's this one guy. His name is Carlos. I'd love to have him on the podcast, but
Carlos.
He was trying to refer, like, we were in band one day, and he was really trying. He couldn't figure out the name of the Statue of Liberty, Lady Liberty. He couldn't figure out her name, so he's like, "Who's that? Who's that lady with the torch? Who's that lady with the candle? Like what? Like in you know in New York the lady with the candle." The green lady with the candle. I'm like, you mean fucking Lady Liberty? It's like, yeah, yeah, her. Like, dude, you're fucking 16. How do you not know this shit?
The Statue of Liberty. That's like the title of it.
Yeah, and her name is Lady Liberty.
Yeah, the name is Lady Liberty.
Either way.
I'm sorry. I was just kind of going through my head like, what the fuck is the actual like long title called?
Like, and he, on Snapchat, he earned the title Green Lady with the Candle. I mean, almost all my names on Snapchat, or until a while ago, I changed them. Like, I all had, they all had special, like, secret meanings. Like, your name, I never changed your name. You changed it. It was just Jaboy, so I just kept it to that one. And then Logan's, or Soaker, however you want to refer to him. Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm sorry. No, I own Shrinker now.
Shit.
Hey, Cameron, you want a high five?
Take a fucking drink of your soda or something. Clear your throat. Fuck's sakes.
I'm used to this.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
So, Logan, or otherwise known as Soaker of this podcast, his special name on my Snapchat is called Hair Growth Solution, and that comes from like our old friend, who we don't really talk to much anymore. He gave him this name, Rogaine Foam. I don't remember who gave it to him, but he ended up being, we called him Rogaine Foam because that's hair growth solution for men who are balding and shit. But then we just called him Rogaine, like Logan.
I called him Rogaine Foam every time.
Yeah, Rogaine Foam. And then that's pretty much his nickname on Donovan's Snapchat. Line. I'm going to go even dumber and more to the point and just call him Hair Growth Solution. And no one who ever fucking goes to my phone is ever going to wonder, like, who the fuck is Hair Growth Solution? Like, it's an inside joke. You wouldn't fucking get it. But and then there was, like, then most of them I just ended up changing. But those are the only ones that really stuck. Then Green Lady with the Candle, I didn't have the heart to change his name back. Because it was like, it meant too much to me. Fucking just wrote Green Lady with the Candle. But yeah. You all right?
Dear Lord.
Is it hitting you?
I'm gonna die.
Dude, how you feel right now?
I am trying to speak into the microphone, motherfucker. No, but, fuck, I am fucking.
You know it's just going to go from here. This is your high, just to here and
here. And then to here, and then to here, and then it's all going to fucking flummox. I'm probably going to throw up.
Ugh. Just, if you don't think about it, you'll be okay. Just, if your fucking world starts spinning, close your eyes.
Brother, my world is always spinning. Brother. Dude, I've been playing so much Minecraft recently.
I saw.
But, like, it sucks because it's, like, only in short bursts, like, when I first start the world. Because then it's like, oh, yeah, cool. I'm mining them, making a house, making it look nice. But then, like, I start to be like, man, what happened to the good old times? And then I'd always, like, hop off and not play it again.
I think it's because, like, we're growing and we're becoming more mature and, you know, going into adulthood. We need games that just, like, I feel like games like that just take so much time and effort. It's such a slow pace, slow building, that, like, we just don't have the attention span for it, you know?
Yeah. But, like, with, like, Call of Duty or something like that, we're always, like, let's go.
It's always fast-paced. like, yeah. But in Minecraft, like, no matter how many friends you have, I feel like sooner or later, it's just, it's going to get plain and boring, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we were fucking playing with three other people, or two other, we were playing with Jason, who we tried to get on the podcast, but due to technical difficulties, we couldn't get him on, so we're going to try to get him on later. Then we had Soaker, and we were, like, we were all playing together. At first, we were like, why the fuck are we playing Minecraft? Like, and we just realized, it was just kind of, I don't know. I feel like the reason why it's not the same is because we're so used to the adventure, or like the beginning steps. It's all too familiar, except it's in a slightly different terrain. Like, we're getting wood, and then we're getting cobblestone. We're building a home for the night. Then we're making these furnaces. We're making weapons. We find iron, and then we keep finding more iron. We're getting charcoal, then we find diamonds, like, late. That's skipping way ahead, but then it's just like, in a way, it's the same exact game, just in a different environment every time.
Yeah. But I notice we always have this cycle of us like, why are we even playing this game, man? We should stop playing this game. Why are we playing this? To us going like, hey, let's continue our Minecraft world. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. And we hop on. We keep going, like, the next day and the next day.
Then we fucking get wolves. Then we kill each other's wolves. And we start hating each other.
That's how it usually ended up. When we, like, one of us got
a
wolf.
Fuck this game. Fuck it.
Yeah. Like, we had our wolf companions that we had loved for so long. Like, the same ones. And then all of a sudden, one would die because the other one got hit or something like that.
You know what? I always feel like it's... I'm going to be honest. I'm going to fucking throw some shade. I feel like a lot of the reasons why we ended up killing each other's dogs, Austin would always start it.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, you want to do, let's fucking fuck with this dog. And then they fucking kill him. He's like, what the fuck? And then we just like start like, it feels like it was always him that did it,
though. Yeah, because he would always like punch you with a bare fist, and then his dog would start killing him.
And then I have to kill his dog. I'm like, what the fuck, man? And then like, then all of a sudden, it's just like all of our dogs. Like, we just kill each other. Like, we can't fucking have dog. No dogs. Then I try to have a dog. He's like, no. And then you fucking kill my dog. I'm like, what the fuck, man? And then it's just like, it really was him, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. I fucking hate Austin too, dude. Like, I had a dream. It was actually quite recently.
Did you kill him?
No. You remember Jewel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had a dream where I apologized to her because later after...
Did you two have relations in the dream?
No. Oh. It was just kind of like an apology, then she was understanding. But what happened was earlier, or after me and Jewel, like, we kind of like cut it off and everything with each other, he kept like... egging me on and on and on to like roast her and make fun of her.
So pretty much reality, kinda.
Yeah.
Except you didn't have that apology at first.
Yeah. No. I'm talking about real life. In reality, like, oh, this is not part of the dream.
Oh. I thought we were getting the dream.
No. This is not a part of the dream. This was like in real life. This is what he did. That's why me and Jewel have like really bad hate for each other. Because I actually wanted to stop, like, right after, you know, I kind of, like, start distancing myself from her and everything. That would be it. And then, like, maybe later on in life, have a friendship or something like that.
And then he kind of came in
and
was just kind of...
egging me to, like, ruin the friendship.
He put fuel on the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like, with Jewel...
So,
what?
Sorry, I'm still continuing.
Sorry.
So, from that... In my dream, I'm letting Jewel know that, like, I didn't do any of this. This is all mainly Austin's fault and everything. Like, I was explaining how I wanted to, like, just distance and everything. Like, I was, like, just doing exactly what I was saying. Like, I just wanted to cut it off very evenly so that maybe another time. And then she just, she accepted it, and she was actually very thankful for me, like, actually explaining that, because... What happened was she started to date Austin, too. She dated Austin, and she realized how much of a piece of how much of a fueler and, like, enticer he was to other people. And so she already had, you know, like, the same background as me, so that she was very understanding. And then we hugged it out, And then we just walked off. And then that was the end of the dream.
You know, honestly, all that shit happened so long ago. I bet you two could, like, I mean, if you were still into that idea, you could probably just be like, hey, man, it's been a couple of years. You know, I kind of want to apologize for all this shit that happened. Like, but, you know, I bet you wouldn't even really care at this point. I don't know. Her situation's fucking weird. She can't maintain a relationship to save her fucking life. I mean, she even knows it. She made it a fucking meme. It's a meme with her and her friends. It's like, yeah, you know, I managed to keep this job longer than most of my relationships. It's just like, dude, I think that's a personal problem. But, yeah. I don't know. Life goes on. Honestly, though, I'm pretty sure she can agree with this, too. She was mad ugly and, like, fucking, like, in middle school and shit. She fucking grew into her body. For better or for worse. That's actually so mean to say. She. I'm just thinking about it now. That's so fucked up to say. But, like, it's on. She even agreed. She's like, man, look how fucking mad, disgust. No, that's. She never said that, but.
You good?
Yeah. But I don't know. It's like she definitely doesn't look the same. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
She dressed up as fucking Spider-Gwen. Fucking faggot. I mean, sorry. I didn't mean to say that word.
Trying to get us kicked off the air, bud?
Yeah. I mean, like.
Are there, like, podcast radios?
Podcast radios?
Yeah, like a podcast, like different radio stations for different podcasts on the radio.
There's Sirius XM, but that's radio. I don't really think there's. I mean, they can do live podcasts like on YouTube and shit.
Yeah,
but I don't know about like. I know they don't really do it on like Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You'd have to like have a streaming service like probably Twitch or YouTube or some shit.
Can you like? Tune your radio car to that certain station. It's like a different podcast.
Maybe. I don't know. That's some like, if only they could see our fucking configuration, how we do this fucking podcast. Like, I don't have the correct knowledge to answer that shit.
What is this cat staring at?
I don't know, dude.
He's looking at the wall.
Dude.
What?
Dude, 2 years ago, it's so fucking weird to think about. Like,
really?
Oh! What the fuck?
What the fuck, JoJo?
What the fuck was that?
Dude, we might have to take a break. We might have to take a break, dude.
Motherfucker, JoJo.
What the fuck, JoJo?
Okay, dude, well, I'm gonna guess
what we're. What the actual fuck? Dude, I have to call. Dude.
Alright, we're good. Alright, we're gonna fucking pause. I don't know.
Pause
yeah.
It,
the situation has been rectified. Jesus.
Oh, we're still going? Oh, shit.
Christ. Yeah.
I thought we were taking a little break. But, all right. Woo! Yeah, fucking fuck my cat. All right?
Yeah. Now, another part of my wild and unusual sense of humor goes a lot like, I mean, you saw that a previous podcast, what was it, the CPS Took My Son, I was laughing so hard
at
people getting
dying.
Killed with chainsaws. It's a video game, though, so. But another part of my sense of humor goes in seeing property damage.
Oh, fuck you.
No, but, like, I remember the very first time that kind of thing made me laugh was with Zanae, and she was trying to. We explained on the podcast before, but she was like trying to fold this chair back up, and she was like, "Guys, I don't know what you guys were having such problems with. I got it," and like it shouldn't have folded that way. Like it, she fucking broke it essentially. You get
no.
the fuck
get away,
away from us.
Shoo him away. Shoo him away. No, not that way.
Hey, get out. You already caused some problems. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. He causes problems enough, but... Hello? Alright, cool. Still recording. Why the fuck? Alright. Okay, yeah, but... She pretty much broke the fucking chair. And that... When that happened and Donovan's reaction to it, I... First of all, seeing the broken piece of the chair, like, knowing it shouldn't go that way, and everyone's reaction to it, of it's like, what the fuck? Sine? Like, it was just fucking broken. You're like, oh, shit. I don't know why that made me laugh super hard. Just like how recently Joe decided to fucking jump on the goddamn CD fucking case.
Only thing good about it, I got away with it.
Yeah. It's not like you fucking did it. But.
Oh. Well, I mean, also, more or less, he didn't catch on that I was high.
Yeah. But. If
oh, yeah. Also, if you couldn't hear, I'm fucking slurping on some good old ramen.
Yeah. While he was making the ramen, I don't want to talk about that just yet, but.
You kind of mentioned it.
Yeah. But. What we were talking about before, JoJo was like, oh, I'm gonna fucking jump on here and break some shit. What we were talking about, like, what I was brought up was, like, how 2 years ago fucking flew by. That's fucking wild shit. Dude. God, that's so fucking weird to think about. And 2017 was a fucking year, dude.
It was. Also, you know what I find funny?
What?
Remember we were talking about how we could, like, adverse the effects of, like, eating on an empty stomach, eating this many, like, edible or weed in this amount or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm doing the exact opposite of what I said.
Yeah, you are. Fucking good luck.
We shall see.
I'm nuts. I don't want to apologize for that, but... What is your ideal girlfriend?
Only to me? Or, like, more or less, what I think should be the standard?
If you could go... If you had the option to, like, go into The Sims, create whatever you wanted, and bring them into real life, what kind of girl would you have? Like, what's your, like, perfect girlfriend?
More or less probably Caucasian and Asian mix. So
Stephanie? She's definitely more along the Asian side. She's got a white bitchy attitude, but she's definitely got the Asian looks.
Yeah.
She sounds like just like her mom, but yeah.
No, yeah. I don't want it to be like, you know, too facially structured like an Asian, and then like too facially structured as like.
Do you want it like in the eyes, where you're just like, oh?
No, I don't want. I don't, that is fucking fucked up. But I don't want to see like, how can I describe the shape of the eyes, kind of more or less one-sided oval, type eye shape. You know, we're kind of like, I can't really say like show this to the viewers, but I can show it to Cameron. Kind of like more or less a flatter bottom eye.
Okay.
And a more open, or like more curved top eye lid.
All right. So, okay.
But like, I still want that, like, the curves, you know, of an Asian. But I don't want it too intense.
What kind of, like, all right. So, that's the face. What kind of, like, hair color?
I would say black.
Black, not just black, like straight up black.
Yeah.
All right. How would you want the hair to be done? Like bangs, just long, short?
Long, but kind of like ruffled, like on the way down. Like, I'm trying to think.
Kind of like they put like curled?
Like a little curled, yeah, a little curled.
Yeah, yeah, long. I think I know what you're talking about.
But like it's not like all like at the end. It's like, you know, kind of evened out.
Now, would you want this person to be like, like, what kind of personality do they have? Like, are they just fucking straight up, like, trophy wife material? Or they're just like, hey, babe, how's it going? She's like, it's going good. Yeah, it's just like, they have no personality of their own. Or what kind of personality are you looking for? Someone who gives you a bunch of, like, pushback? Like, they can put you in your place? Or, like, or you can just be, like, you have an option just fucking, like, shut their brain down for a minute. What kind of personality are you looking for?
I would say nice. Like nice, more or less nice and more friendly personality.
So definitely not Stephanie.
No. Hate to say it, no.
Yeah, she's a fucking asshole.
If she didn't have that personality, yes.
She hides that personality of people they like or she likes. Trust me, I know.
She did with me a little bit.
Yeah, and with me. Because I was like, wow, she's so nice.
And I was like, she's being really nice to me.
She called me a pervert because you know how she sent snaps about, like, the guy that she met on some fucking dating app, but then he stopped talking to her? Mm-hmm. She sent a snap saying, like, oh, I had a dream about him. Ooh, I think that means something. Like, would y'all two fuck? It's like, no, you fucking... She's like, no, you disgusting pervert. And I was just like, I don't know. That made me so mad. I'm like, fuck you. But I didn't say anything. Not bad.
I feel like we were to say that in a different tone. Like, more or less, like, did you two make love or something like
no,
that?
No, I said, like, did you two make relations?
Oh, you didn't say, did you two fuck?
No, I didn't go that far.
Oh,
I mean,
you did.
I was about to. I was like, would y'all fuck or something? But I was like, no, did y'all make relations? She's like, no, I didn't, you perv. I'm like, okay. But that's besides the point. Back to your, the perfect one.
What were we on now? We got the face.
Personality wise.
Yeah, more kind of, how would I put it? More or less more she's not demanding like anything, but she's also not like asking. Not this is kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it's the exact same fucking
my
thing.
Bad. More or less like I don't want too giving and I don't want too demanding.
Just right.
I want it to where she understands what I go through, I understand what she goes through, and it's pretty even, Steven. I probably just could have just said maybe like not too tough, not too rough, and then be done. But I didn't, a little complicated because I'm fucking down there.
What about shoe size?
The fuck?
What about her shoe size?
Normal women's feet size? I don't know.
Like, I mean,
I don't want it to be as big as mine.
How okay? tall do you want her to be?
5'9", 5'8".
That's pretty tall, honestly. Like, that'd be about the same height as you, maybe? Or, like, I mean, what? How tall are you?
I'm about 5'10", 5'9", 5'11". In between those three. Because I don't like,
You don't like super short girls?
I don't like super short, because, you know.
Feels like you're fucking a kid?
Yes. And it feels extremely weird, and I don't like it. Some other people probably like it, I don't know. Fucking weirdos and pedos. But, But I don't want it to be, obviously, you know, taller than me. I'm like, why, hello there. Although that would be nice for
how's the weather up there?
If you hug her, though, because then her tits are in your face. That'd probably be the only good thing.
That's pretty cool. I dig that.
It's probably the only good thing. Also, where the fuck is this cat?
He's over there. Don't worry. He's by the trash can.
Good. I don't need him fucking jumping on more shit.
All right.
Anyways, but, yeah. But I want it to be where it feels like a hug and, like, a kiss aren't like struggles for each other.
All right. So what about body shape?
Say more. I'm trying to think here. Because I don't want to go too, like, busty or anything. Or, like,
you don't
ruptious. Because then that's just, like, a quick, like, one and done fuck. Those are, like, one night stand fucks.
Yeah, those are hot girls. Those aren't beautiful girls.
Yeah. They're, like, a quick. Oh, that looks nice right now. Let me just, you know. I feel like I'm talking this in a way worse manner. I am sorry. I apologize. I am just, I can't think.
That's how we want it.
No, we do not. Because then if you show any people, they're going to think I'm a fucking dickhead.
I mean, like, it's a fucking comedy podcast, okay?
But yeah, I know that, but I don't want to represent myself as the fucking pervert dickhead on the fucking podcast, right?
You think you've done bad? You think you're talking bad? Listen to all the shit I said. I went on a fucking 20-minute tirade on how I think girls should give their boyfriends anal sex as a gift.
Okay, that is true. I forgot about that. But, anyway, so I'm talking about, like, size, okay? Like, more or less.
You don't want it to, are you trying to say, like, you don't want it too big, but you don't want, you kind of want there to be some stuff there?
I don't want the hourglass shape. Most people want the hourglass, you know, the body shape.
An hourglass shape, I feel like, is for girls that you'd, like, you know, you want to fucking get away from.
A little bit, yeah.
Well.
I mean, more or less, you would have relations for a little while, but then you would call it quits.
Yeah, you wouldn't see yourself being with them for a long term.
Yeah. But I'm talking about more or less, like, a. A little bit.
Kind of like a square shape?
No. That's fucked up because now I think we're talking about fat people. No.
No, no, no. That's not like they're just.
I'm not in shape. Round is a shape, bitch. I'm sorry. It just came into my head for some reason. Okay, but, yeah, I don't want. Fuck. I can't really think of that. No. I'm trying to think of a name of this shape, but I don't think there is a name. But more or less, it's like,
Is it just normal?
That's a way you could describe it, I guess. The normal body shape where it's kind of like a more or less, like, it does curve in a little at the top. I'm trying to think here. So, like, we're talking about from, like, armpits lower. I'd say from the armpits, it would kind of, obviously, natural arm length. But they would slowly curve and then obviously round out around the tits, but not like massively because they're not fucking bazoombas.
Yeah.
But they're not obviously flat where you can just go like straight down. So they're like a little bit curved. And then this is so weird trying to explain this on the podcast. Like, I'm really trying, but it's not right. It doesn't feel right to me.
Keep going, dude. I want to know.
I'm fucking this up so much. I feel like this could be like 10 times more simpler than I'm making it out to be. Just, and I feel like I want to know. You're hiding their actual route to make this quicker from me.
I want to know. Keep going. Like,
Okay, so I want like a more or less natural rounder ass. I don't want like a two-toned or.
You don't want something like, that someone really had to work for. Or maybe you do.
Wait. No, like, it's more or less like a, well, maybe a little bit worked for.
Like a softball player's ass.
Yeah. I hate to say it, but yeah. Around there where it's like more or less.
Trust me, I like those asses too.
It's way more, it's like more.
My favorite.
Curved, and it's actually like perfectly like shaped, I guess you could say. It's more feels
it
natural.
It feels natural,
like a
yeah.
natural curving.
Like it doesn't look so big where it's like, dude. How many fucking squats do you do a day?
Yeah, or like,
like they're not.
Holy shit! How fake is this?
Or even worse, it's like that ass shouldn't be there. Like, it looks also, like you've been eating a little too much for
yeah.
that shit. You didn't work for it. You've been eating a little too much.
Yeah, and then also we're not talking about also the where is it?
Yeah,
the where is it? That's just not right. If you see that, I hate to say it, but
you know, like. Honestly,
maybe do some squats.
Honestly, though, some pants don't do asses justice. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, they do not.
Cause like,
especially yoga pants on no-assed women. Like, more or less, like, it's actually, like, they don't really work out and they're just, like, skin.
I'm going to be honest, dude. I have a thing, like, I think I have a fucking kink for yoga pants.
I mean, that's, I think, kind of normal.
No, it's like, when I see a girl in yoga pants,
I want to, like, it's like, keep the yoga pants on tonight, like, that type of shit.
I mean, no. I don't know. I just like seeing girls in yoga pants is like really sexy to me. Like, even if their ass isn't that great, them in yoga pants kind of just fucking makes it, or like, it just, even if there's nothing there, it still pops. You know what I mean? But it's weird because if it's like a girl in like leggings, like short, or they're like shorts, you know? Like, they're short leggings. They go to the knee. That's just really weird to me. I don't like those. But, like, when they go all the way down, I like that a lot.
Oh, yeah. You are a messed up cat. Explain to them that the cat's messed up. I'm like, he's, like, really loose in my hand right now.
I think, well, Donovan was smoking a little bit. Smoking some wacky tobacco. And I think he was blowing smoke in JoJo's face. Not on purpose. Not on purpose. And he kind of started inhaling a little bit, and I'm pretty sure because of that, he kind of got a little weird, and that's why there was a weird interruption of the fucking, well, we had to pause the podcast because he fucking jumped on the CD fucking rack.
And broke some shit.
Yeah. But.
And now
back,
I'm trying to smoke again and not have him down here.
Back to your, the perfect girl, right? Because I was getting too much into leggings and shit. But all right, what kind of shit do you want her to be into? You take that big ass inhale. We're gonna need that.
Fuck you! Shit. Fuck you, man. That was really bad. Fucking crazy, my throat. Anyways, probably not too much. I would definitely say anal.
Now I'm getting you into the anal game, huh?
No, just because I want to try it once and see how it is.
I'm going to tell you, man, it is not disappointing.
But you never know with them.
Well, again, like I said, if someone... Don't fucking hit your goddamn chandelier. Fuck's sakes, dude.
Dude, I touched it.
But like I said, if a girl doesn't want to try it, or if they're going to... You really just got to, like, bring them into that positive mindset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But all right, now we already went into an anal talk. But all right, what else?
No more anal. What else? I think that's about it. Like, are we talking about just sexual wise, or like stuff she's actually into, like outside?
Sexual.
Only sexual?
Right now, it's just only sexual.
Yeah, just anal.
Like, no, I mean, no getting tied up.
Nah, that doesn't really fit me.
You don't want to get tied up?
No.
All right. You don't want to be like all primal and shit. We're just like,
fuck is wrong with you? Why do you do these when I'm taking big hits? Because you want to see me in pain coughing, you idiot.
No, you're just taking hits at bad times, dude.
Highly doubtful.
Okay, but all right. Now back into like reality. What kind of things would you want her to be into? Like, regular things, like, just, do you want her to knit or some shit, like?
What I'm into is, not, like, a full-on gamer girl, like, oh, she's gonna beat my ass and everything, but more or less, like.
She likes games.
She likes games, she likes to play them. She knows about, like, Nintendo, she more or less keeps, like, a Switch on her. So, like, it's those games you can play with anyone, you know? Like, they're fun games.
So, wait, now I'm starting to think, like, would you want her? Would that be kind of like a girl that had like a color streak in her hair or some shit? Or no, just plain black hair.
A little bit.
Like she has like some color in her hair.
More or less like highlights, yeah. Little colors.
I'm starting to think. Like, is she going to have like a kind of short shorts? Or not short, like a short, like kind of like a schoolgirl skirt, you know?
A little bit, I guess.
I don't know. I'm just fucking.
Like more or less, like more or less, like on the, like a black schoolgirl's like shorts, more or less.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just fucking spitballing, but.
More or less like 2010 scene girls. There we go. That's how I describe it.
All right. All right.
That's how we describe her. I remember now.
Man, I'm starting to think I'm getting a little secondhand high off that shit. That shit's so smelly. No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
One hit.
No.
One hit.
No.
Come on, man.
No.
Me, all right. I respect.
I saw you guys. I listen to that fucking podcast. I saw you guys trying to fucking peer pressure me into drinking. Ah, drink it. Drink it.
Drink it.
Drink it, pussy.
You must drink, pussy. I don't know where I got the pussy from.
Dude, like, but like I was saying, a softball ass dude. Dude. Only saying that because my ex-girlfriend played softball.
I have seen nice softball asses, my friend. My friend, I have seen nice softball asses, my friend. Do not talk to me like this, my friend. Also, I am stealing bit from YouTuber. Because I am not original or have any funny content, my friend.
What do you think about nipple piercings?
I don't know, really, because I've heard about nipple piercings in kids and stuff. How, like, you know, they can't drink off of it, of a pierced nipple.
Honestly, though, it's like, when I thought about it, it's like, if a woman gets nipple piercings and they want to have a kid, they're not thinking about the fucking future.
Well, they could just use formula, though.
Yeah, but, like, why wouldn't they want to go all natural, you know? That's the best thing for them.
Yeah, it is true, but some parents can't do that, you know?
Why not?
Because of their choices, a.k.a. nipple piercings, Cameron. We were on this conversation.
Why do they get nipple piercings if they want kids?
They weren't thinking about it.
Exactly, the dumb cunts. Like, if you're...
Oh, shit!
No, seriously.
I wrapped it all around.
Like, if you're about... If you're going to get a... If you're going to have a kid... Jesus, sit the fuck down.
I'm fine.
If you're going to have a kid and you're thinking about getting nipple piercings... do the math. It's one or the other, all right?
Well, could they only get one nipple pierced?
Why would you get only one nipple pierced?
Yin yang, motherfucker.
Just... It's all or nothing, I think, with nipple piercings.
Nipple is the white and the unpierced is the black. Yin yang.
It's all or nothing for nipple piercings.
I don't know, man. I don't have my nipples pierced, all right?
You're right. And I almost got my nipple pierced once.
What?
Yeah. Me and my ex-girlfriend were talking about it once, and she was like, what would you think if I got nipple piercing? I'd be like, I would fucking do some unspeakable things. But no. And she was like, would you ever get nipple piercings? I'm like, I don't know, maybe. She's like, seriously? And I'm like, I mean... If you'd be down, I don't know, sure. But, again, back with nipple piercings, I just feel like, unless there's a, like, otherwise another medical reason as to why a woman can't lactate. Like, yeah. If a woman can't, like, physically lactate for whatever reason, and it's not because of nipple piercing, so be it, they can use formula. But, like, I don't understand why women don't want to use formula. Or not use formula, but, like, just use their own natural milk.
Also probably because the baby needs this type of formula.
Why?
Because the mother's not producing enough certain vitamins and nutrients in their lactate.
You think it'd be because of drugs?
Yep.
That's probably why. Well, maybe they shouldn't be fucking doing drugs. We're not talking about weed here. We're talking about...
They need to, though. Like, Like, what if it's like a CBD type thing, like CBD oil?
No, I meant like hardcore shit, like cocaine and methamphetamine. First of all, they shouldn't be having kids, those dumb fucks, doing cocaine.
Why would they have kids if they were doing that shit?
I mean, fucking Kurt Cobain and his crazy ass wife, Courtney Love, were shooting up heroin. They had a heroin baby.
Nice. Black dumpster prom heroin baby. I don't know where I'm going with that. I'm trying to think of prom night dumpster baby. That's the song I was thinking of from like Family Guy.
Oh my God.
Damn, prom night dumpster baby.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I am so fucking high.
I know. Do you even think that the edibles have kicked in yet?
They had to have, because I didn't start smoking this first.
I'm just surprised you haven't gotten to your highest point yet. That or I just can't see it.
Brother, these highs last for like, you know how long an edible can last for? A
couple hours.
Usually they last about 4 hours.
I mean, it all depends on how much you have. Like, if you have a fucking mega dose, like, that shit can last, like, fucking 24 hours if you're kind of a lightweight. Or, like, you're not used to, like, all that kind of... I'm not saying you're lightweight. I'm just saying, like, if you... If
brother, I had 50. I'm fucked.
I mean, at least it's not 100. Please don't let the fucking microphone fall on the goddamn soup. The broth.
The broth.
Dude.
What up, dude? Sorry, that's from one of my coworkers.
Do you think that who's the high one now? But don't, when you watch porn, do you ever like regret it?
That's the normal, dude.
Do you think they have, like, I was trying to talk about this on the last podcast, but I was too fucking faded to I was too faded to really get my point across. Do you think, like, what kind of regret do you really feel from porn? Like, when do you really feel it setting in?
More or less, I'd say
it's definitely after you come, right?
Yes. You know, you get done and you, like, you sit there for a little bit, watch, and then you just, like, go wash your hands. I think when you're washing your hands, that's when it's like,
unless you're a total savage and you don't wash your hands.
What the fuck is wrong with you then?
No, sir? I wash my hands all the time.
Good.
Compulsive hand washing.
But it's just like you're mid-hand washing, you're like, fuck. I shouldn't be doing this.
You know what's weird, though? It's like a day later, you don't even give a fuck, and you go, you're back on the Pornhub, you're on the RedTube, the U-Porn, the fucking X videos. Like, you're on
X and X videos, fucking just
new biles or whatever the fuck.
X hamster, just fucking going to every site.
And it's like, it's weird because like that post cum kind of thing where it's like, oh, I feel like this is fucking disgusting. This is garbage. Like, why am I watching this? Why? Like, the question of why. But then the next day you don't give a fuck. You know, just like, all right, let's get the next video. They need to start, like I said last time, I'm going to try to reiterate it now that I'm in a better state of mind. They need to start making porn that won't make you feel regret.
That's kind of hard, because regret is subject to person.
You're right, but I feel like from my point of view, or like, I think that in general, they need to start making videos a lot shorter. You know? I don't want a fucking 20-minute video. I don't think I want to be spending, like...
Are you fucking kidding me? It's blowing back in here this entire time.
God damn it. I don't want a fucking 20-minute video of a woman getting drilled with her fake fucking orgasms. What?
Can you smell this?
Yes.
Fuck.
I can smell it hardcore.
Like, how hard?
My nose is kind of congested right now.
But if you can definitely smell it, like, you're 100% sure that you smell it?
I was able to smell when I was walking around in the house.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to air this out while when I'm done with this shit.
But I mean, for me, I don't know. My, in my opinion, I feel like I'd feel a little less regret watching porn if it were, like, five-minute videos. Like, if it was just normal videos, you know? Not, like, these weird fucking gimmicks of, like, stepbrother blows steps. Or, no, like, stepbrother gets blown by stepsis because he forgot to do his homework or some shit like that. I'm so tired of seeing these videos where, like, the stepmom videos are bullshit. Or, like, I don't know. I just want plain videos of normal people. They need to stop going in those dumb fucking sets they reuse all the time.
Same houses too.
Yeah, the real sex, there's no good lighting. It's just whatever's in the fucking bedroom. Like, they need... I don't... Like, if the lighting's shit, that's how sex is. Like, lighting is going to be how it is going to be. It's either going to be dark as shit... There's going to be little, like, there's going to be the lamp, or there's, if you're like me, if you're romantic as fuck like me, you set up candles in your room, like, dance or some shit, then y'all get naked and just, like, pound one out for a good 3 minutes or however long you can last. But they just need to make porn more realistic in the way that, like, I don't think a girl always has to be fucking... Or whatever the fuck they're make, their fucking fake ass orgasms or moans. They just need to be honest with themselves. I want to watch porn where the woman enjoys it, not that it's a job. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, they need to stop making this porn where it's so superficial and fake. Because I feel like maybe that's one of the reasons why we feel so regret. Because we all know it's so fake. It's all just so fucking fake, and it's like, no one's really enjoying it. They're just doing it for the paycheck. It's the job.
Tis the job, and what is for a living?
What if they just, like, what if it was just like, all right, I want to have sex. Let's record it. And they're like, okay. Like, no, it's not doing it because, like, they need, like, they know they need to. It's like, oh, because they want to. You know? Maybe that'll reduce the need for people who need to jack off. Maybe, like, because they want to, they can relate in that kind of interrelational thing where they want to jack off. So when they want to jack off, they can look at people who want to have sex. Not because they're doing it for the paycheck. You know what I mean? That's a thumbs up. Yeah. I mean... They really need to, like, that's one of the biggest things. I get, Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
I don't think they know who that is. That's like a Japanese YouTuber, dude.
What, like, I don't know, I guess, and for, you know what, I was doing some research.
I caught a lid.
You what?
I caught a lid.
Fucking nice, dude. I was doing some research the other night. And I was looking up top-rated porn of all time. And what's really weird about top-rated porn versus most viewed porn is, like, I swear, these top-rated videos, there were just, at least three videos in the top-rated porn videos of all time that literally just had a red straw, like, coming out of a vagina. Like, oh, they stuck a red straw in their cooch.
A dildo?
No, like a small red straw. I swear to God, look it up.
What video is
this? No, just like go onto Pornhub and like go to videos, look at like go to top rated and of all time. I swear to you, they're just like, a couple of them are just, like, they have fucking red straws in their cooch.
Okay, so I'm here. I'm going to go to...
Yeah, go to porn videos on top, up the top. This is strictly research purposes, by the way, folks. Go to just, you can click on the porn videos in general. Just, like, click in the middle of porn videos.
Oh.
All right, now, wait. All right, go, and then top rated, and then change to all time. all time. Jesus fucking Christ. Is that going in her asshole right now?
I have no idea.
See, look. Look. And keep scrolling. There's more.
No way.
No, I swear, there's more. See, look. See, another one. It was the same video. Why? What's going on, right? What the fuck? I guess there's a lot of them are memes too. Like, why is she putting a fucking straw in her cooch? See, why? What's going on, dude?
I don't know what it is. It's probably like actually something like it might actually be like a vibrator inside.
That's so weird.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's kind of funny to look at. Like, this cat is weird.
The fucking delayed reaction from that too, but. Pornhub is something else. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm. I'm speaking just like for myself that like I think my version of like a non-regret type of porn view I could just watch and enjoy is just knowing that the actors and actresses aren't actors or aren't actresses. They're just people, and. They feel so in love and they have all this compassion and they just like catch all this raw emotion of just like all this just hotness or however long they can actually last for. So maybe it could go up to 15 minutes, but that's like, that should be a maximum, you know, maybe 20 minutes at most, at the very most. This is all just real. There's no cuts. They just go and they're just like, bam, bam, bam. You know what I mean? Just all natural. There's nothing fake about it.
He's so, like, loose.
Your cat really is high.
He's so loose and everything.
No, first of all, I think that's just you just feeling high.
He's so loose.
Yeah. Well, that's my... I'm probably going to talk about that more in some other podcast because I feel like there's no... I need to figure out a better way to really word that. But yeah. Dude, you're like fucking very mobile right now.
Yeah. What's up?
Dude, you know what I've learned? Huh. Podcasts aren't sexy. Like, especially ours. Our podcast is certainly something we can't necessarily tell. Yeah. We can't show a love interest, be like, hey, you know what? Did you know that I do a podcast? They're not going to be like, oh, what? It's like, yeah, I do a podcast. Like, oh. No, it's not going to happen. They're going to listen to the podcast. And first of all, the first thing they're going to ask, like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? Second, what the fuck is wrong with you? And it's like. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I ever really got to explain in the last podcast or not, but fucking this girl that I was supposed to be going out with, we ended up like literally a day later. She was like, I'm not interested anymore. Are you fucking serious? So, yeah, of course, I make it fucking public. And she's like, I don't want to be public. I have commitment issues. So here we go. You know, it's even worse. I'm fucking talking all this shit about her. It could be worse, but, you know. And I even advertise. I'm like, hey, come check out our fucking podcast.
Gotta air this bitch out. It's too fucking hot.
It is kind of warm in here.
Well, not that it's warm. I mean, it's too fucking hot as it is. No, it's too hot. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, right?
No, I don't.
I'm doing like a Kevin Hart impression.
I don't know what's going on right now.
I don't even know.
What the fuck?
I had the voice at first, but now I don't have it. If you can understand what I mean. Right? Yeah, you know
that. Sure. Would you...
I'm so fucking
would up. You... ever participate in a threesome?
Depends.
What do you mean?
Girl, girl, yes. Guy, girl, no.
So, if two girls approached you and they were like, I want you inside of us, you'd be like,
deuces, let's go.
You would?
Deuces, let's fucking go.
I mean, I can definitely understand with, like, another guy and a girl. It's like, that's weird. Like, I don't want to fucking run a train on this bitch.
You know, it's not really, like, for you this time. It's for her this time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. But,
like, if you're, like, the stray guy who's getting invited to a threesome, or with two guys, or with a guy and a girl, then, you know, it's not... They're not trying to, like, have you have pleasure. It's just for them, you know? For most, it's just for her being. And you and dude are like, ugh.
Dude, like...
I don't know. I'm just trying to fucking cope with everything.
What do you mean, cope with everything?
The world's fucking melting, bro.
I'm surprised you can keep your eyes open.
Dude, it's actually really easy to keep my eyes open.
Your eyes are so goddamn red, and your pupils are huge.
I gotta go see. Dude, I love doing the strict watch. Watches people.
What, it makes it bigger?
Makes it bigger and smaller watch. Oh my god. It's love. I love how we're still recording. But,
I can barely see it. I'm too fucking blind. I'm like about to fucking sneeze. But I don't know. I feel like threesomes are scary. He's in the bathroom now. I think he's going to check out his eyes. I remember I was in the bathroom last week. I was fucking puking so hard. I wasn't even puking that hard. I was just... I was, like, just random chunks coming out. I was like, ugh. This is just, like, piece of chicken coming back up. It wasn't great.
No, Georgia, no bathroom for you.
But yeah. I think, yeah, I don't know. Threesomes are really scary to me because it's, like, I don't think I'd ever want to do a threesome with another dude because that's just... Part of me would feel really gay. I don't want to run a train on a chick. Like I don't care if I'm inside her, behind her, or in front of her. I don't want to be a part of that shit. Cause I feel partially gay. Cause
you're gonna keep updating me on the smell of that room right now, okay? Like every so often, just let me know how it smells.
I'm kind of becoming blind to it at this point.
Fuck.
So I wouldn't be much help.
I'm trying to like. Air out the entire house real quick.
But
now I have a stank.
If two girls came up to me and were like, "Do you want to, you know, make some babies?" And I'm like,
"Making babies."
I don't know if I'd want to do that because I feel like I'd get so fucking afraid, you know? Because not it's hard enough being with one girl, but add another one. Not only am I gonna have to please. Not only am I pleasing, it's hard enough to please one person, but when you have two people you have to keep in control, like, or keep pleased, like, you go down on one chick, then you go down on another, and you're like, how do you fucking do it? You just, like, stroke in, out, like,
no,
in one girl.
Why you're fucking the other one?
That sounds so fucking difficult. Where would the other girl be?
Right next to the other girl?
Man, I don't know. I feel like I'd just be too afraid. Like, that shit would freak me out. I dated a girl that was... I didn't date her. Well, we were together for a bit. I dated a girl that was in two threesomes. That she told me about. She... One was with...
JoJo.
Two guy... Or one was with two guys, one was with another girl.
Stop it, Kat.
And she was like, what if I invited a friend to have a threesome with us? I'm like, no, thank you. Like, I'm not into that.
Yeah. I don't... Because then this can get blamed on me, actually. Because if the house still smells like weed when Tina gets down here, Tina might tell my dad.
Bless.
Thank you. And then he'll know why the cat was acting crazy and stupid, and he's going to blame me and get mad at me.
Right now, I can't fucking smell the weed. I'm, like, congested. And I'm kind of blind to it.
I'll figure it out. I'll be fine.
We'll have to get back to threesomes later.
Brother, I am high.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, I still have Pizza Hub.
I need Pizza Hub.
Pizza Hub, pizza.
It's so weird because it's like it doesn't look like it looks so photoshopped from that.
But it's real.
I know. You know what is really weird? Or what? When do you think in a relationship, like partners should start farting around each other?
You mean like just goofing off with each other, or like
farting? How long do you think it should wait till before it's okay to start farting in front of your partner?
A month in total time that you spent together. Not like away from each other in some relationship, but like together.
What?
And more or less, when you two are around each other, personally, around each other, like for an hour, like for a month. So basically where it feels like every time you've been with her, it feels like a month.
What?
This is like kind of really exciting. Basically, you know how like games have like that, you can only use this time and in-game time, and it totals up to like an hour?
Yeah.
Transfer that to being with your partner.
How many hours are in a month?
I have no idea.
So is that what you're trying to say? Hey Siri, how many hours are in a month?
730.49 hours.
730 hours.
Or maybe you can half that. I don't know, man. Brother, why are you getting so judgy?
Because I'm curious because I was in a. I don't want to say semi-serious. It felt pretty serious. Like, she talked about marriage, so, like, that seems pretty fucking serious. But, like, you know what's really weird? She never farted in front of me. Ever. The only time she farted was when she was unconscious.
In her sleep?
Yeah. I should have said that. That would have sounded better. Like, we were in bed, we didn't really have many clothes on, and I think I was just watching TV, and she was just out, she was fucking out, she was passed out, and I just hear, like, I'm like, what the fuck was that? Then it happened again, I'm like, and then I just heard, and I'm like, oh, she's farting. But she never farted when she was conscious. God, that's so weird. She was awake.
You gotta start using the proper words, man.
She never farted in front, like, and you know what's weird? I don't think she ever shat at my house either. She never shat at my house. I think once, and that's when we first tried anal.
Yeah, we're really keeping on with your bit.
What bit? Which part? Which one? There's a lot of bits.
You know the bit.
Oh, my ex-girlfriend bit?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, who knows which ex-girlfriend, though, right? But, anyway. No, it's like, it's just, it's so weird because I wonder, like, because I was with this girl for, like, a hot minute. Like, very... Ended before it could ever begin. What?
Sorry, the
It ended before it could ever begin, and she was like, "Up, oh, I gotta fart," and then she farted in my room. Like we were about to watch *Inglourious Basterds*, and she stood up. I'm like, "What are you doing?" Like, "I need a fart." I'm like, "Whoa, you're fucking hardcore, dude." Only gingers, even though my ex ginger girlfriend never farted in front of me consciously. Awake, fuck, awake.
Dude, stop saying that. That sounds so wrong.
Dude, I didn't shower yesterday at all.
Who the fuck be texting
you? I don't know. Who's fucking texting you, dude? My life. Don't go away. Yeah, but so you said a month. So 700, pretty much 731 hours is how long we should wait before we start farting in front of our partners.
Okay, maybe not that long. Because I'm thinking about that like now. Like, you can't. I don't even think I have a month's worth of time in a game, like a single game.
How about 100 hours of consecutive hanging out? How does that sound? That sounds pretty fair. I mean, dude, holy shit. I put in well over 250 hours in Red Dead. At this point.
But that's not a month's worth of time yet.
You're right. But still, that's a lot of fucking time. How about a week's worth of time? Yeah. Or 10 days. That should work. That should be good, right? I feel like that would work good. Yeah.
We might be able to get a special call real quick. Hold on.
Ooh. On another number.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm confused. What's
hey,
going
Cloud.
On?
These are my good friends, Cloud and Lucia.
What?
It's my good friends, Cloud and Lucia. I don't think you met them.
Oh, Lucia.
Yeah.
I have her on Snapchat, I think.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Lucy was in my math class.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty freaking good. We're on a podcast right now, and I'm high as shit.
You should have told them that they're being recorded.
I knew it.
I wish I could give you, but I'm like riding on. I'm really fucking high, guys.
He's way too high.
Yeah, I was confused because I don't have this number saved. So I was like really confused right now. Especially right now.
Yeah. You need to do for
a favor.
Maybe in the future.
Yeah.
He will
need a
favor, but maybe when you're not high.
Yep. Probably a better time. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, take care.
All right, take care. Tell Cloud I love him.
Love you too, baby.
All right, love you too.
Bye.
See you guys.
Who is the other guy?
Cloud.
Cloud?
Yes, that's his actual name.
Who's? I don't think I've met Cloud. I know Lucia, but I don't remember Cloud.
He's Asian. Well, has hair.
There's a lot of Asians.
I'm sorry. More or less, he always, like, he was, like, your typical, like, Asian hacker kid in school, you know? Like, has, like, the skeleton glove, the flannels.
All right. That's definitely...
helping the picture?
Yeah, helping the picture.
And, like, his hair is just, like, in a kind of, like, a... kind of, like, all-around bowl, kind of, like, more or less. Well, no, not really. I'm trying to think of it. Kind of like a bowl, I guess you could say, but more or less, curvier, a curvier bowl kind of. I'm really terrible at describing hair color or hair types. But it's more.
We learned that when we were trying to get your perfect girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. But it's just. I don't know how to describe it. But I know it's like really kind of, hate to say it, Asian boy haircut. I guess you could say like short, like around, you know, but not bowl cut, you know.
Mm. At first, I was thinking like, dude, are you getting, what's her fucking name? Aisha on the pot, like, on the call line. What the fuck is Aisha calling you for?
No. That was my good old buddy Cloud and Lucia. Buddies, I meant to say.
Aisha, though? I'm fucking tired, dude. Man. But. Wow. I'm looking at my notebook. All this shit. Yeah. No. Okay. Honestly, most of this podcast is not scripted. It's just
nope.
Like. I do have things that we could talk about, like talking points, but. Like, that's just so. If, like, I end up forgetting shit I would want to talk about. This was meant to be for, like, if I ever got super high. But we all know how that turned out last week.
You're gonna do shit.
Yeah, that didn't fucking help at all, but. Yeah. Honestly, I think it's time to wrap up this podcast.
You think so?
Do you?
I don't know, I'm fucking high.
It's fucking midnight. Or at least when we're recording this. It's so weird, I advertised our last podcast yesterday. I guess I kept forgetting because a bunch of fucking shit that was going down this week, but we got it done. I fucking advertised it and shit. But, yeah. Man, this is a fucking enlightening experience. I mean, fucking JoJo decided to just destroy a bunch of shit.
Stupid cat.
Then Donovan was mobile at least 40% of this podcast.
Yep.
Dude, what is it like being this high right now?
I don't know, because I'm not remembering shit.
You're not?
Nope.
Jesus. I got homework that I'm going to have to do. More college boy stuff. I don't know if or when I'll ever do more of those Loner Corner podcasts. But if I do, I'll explain more of what that is in one of those episodes. But this has been a Loner Stoner podcast. We're tired.
I'm not. I'm just fucking high.
He's high. I'm tired. We'll see you next week with either Loner Corner or Loner Stoner podcast.
Woo!
Dude, put your fucking dick away, all right?